Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke, and that is my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And we're talking unprecedented revenues here in the state of Wisconsin. It's
ka-ching.
It's pretty cool to have somebody at the helm of the governor's office that's, you know,
who can govern.
Yeah, like taking care of the responsibilities and being a responsible executive here in the state of Wisconsin. And so, headline breaking, Wisconsin is expecting to have $3.8 billion in the state's general fund at the end of 2023's fiscal year, which is the end of summer next year, Jesse. And that's about $2.9 billion higher than anticipated originally. And so we're taking your calls, 844-967-2789, about what kind of generational investment we could see in Wisconsin if we use these tax revenues appropriately. And so we're taking your calls, and you can be like Maria out of Mequon. Maria, what are your thoughts on where the state could allocate this funding before or in the summer of 2023?
Well, as a school psychologist and a member of the Mequon community, I'd love for a part of this necessary and long overdue jackpot to go to updating our aging school buildings to be up to building code, active shooter safe, and ADA compliant. Here in our school district, the majority of our school buildings were built in the 1950s, pre-lead, pre-asbestos safety certifications. We're having to pass referendums and are still more red than blue county to raise money to help keep our facilities from physically falling apart, let alone installing bulletproof glass in strategic locations, fortifying entrances, et cetera. These seem to be a minimum requirement to proceed like best child educational practices, like having sensory classrooms and flexible seating and all the things that could actually help our kids learn in a more holistic, research-forward way. That's my two cents. It's exciting news for Wisconsin.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Maria. Yeah, and it is exciting news. We're on the precipice of being able to do something like that, invest in schools and make schools more suitable for the 21st century. Because even here in our, the studio's backyard yesterday, for 3 hours, there was an active shooter going on in the Middleton School District. There was three schools that went into shutdown because of the threats.
And probably like 2 hours.
3 hours, I believe.
Oh, was it?
It was
okay.
A three-hour shutdown of the schools. And then just immediately after the law enforcement had the shooter, I believe, thankfully, nobody got hurt. Like this was something that was unfolding yesterday, and I don't believe there were any injuries reported. But once law enforcement had the individual with the gun apprehended after that 3 hour lockdown, students were just expected to go back into school and just continue going about their day like that didn't
happen.
That's
absolutely insane. You talk about traumatizing, right? Like, go take the rest of the day off. I get it, you know, for the younger students it's really hard to logistically do that. You know, not all the parents are home because it's a surprise for them too, but goodness gracious, you could at least say, hang out here at school, let's all go to the gym, let's all just take a deep breath, let's talk to people. Does anyone need a moment alone? Does anyone need to take a deep breath before, you know, rushing off to social studies and algebra? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild situation that unfolded in Middleton yesterday. And it's a great point, Maria, that we should be able to invest some of these resources in our schools too, because we're seeing from this pandemic that the education system needs improvement in a lot of different ways, and tax cuts aren't going to be the way that solves it.
And I think one thing that was really clear, was really laid bare by the pandemic, is, I mean, just the heating and lack of coolant systems in these old buildings, right? So many of them have like boilers and radiators. There is no ventilation. There was no way to make schools really, at least, I mean, appreciably safer for the kids to breathe in, because there's no filtration system. There's no air movement.
Right, and without the funding mechanisms that Republicans have removed over the last decade, the only alternative that communities have to invest in their schools is to go through referendums and then raise property taxes through that means, rather than actually getting the assistance that's clearly there at the state government. $3.8 billion is going to be in the state general fund at the end of this biennial session. And so we're taking your calls on what you believe we should spend that money in, invest that money in, because that's what it is. It's an investment in Wisconsin. And so we're taking your calls, 844-967 877-207-2789. Up next, we got Ross from Middleton. Ross, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Luke and Jesse. Just thinking about your question, is I would do the same as like Marie. I would sort of give a bonus to teachers during this sort of COVID and the stresses they're going through, and probably everybody that are sort of involved with the education school system. Try to provide bonuses to bring in to those school districts that need more teachers. I imagine some districts are okay, staffed okay, and some aren't. The other one I'd do is I've been hearing how the prisons in Wisconsin are really understaffed. Like they're 50%, you know, guards are doing forced overtime, all that kind of stuff. I'd do the same thing. I would give these guys a bonus, back pay it for the last couple of years, and then try to get an incentive, raise their pay, an incentive for recruiting more prison guards, and then probably just extend it to, like, state troopers and sheriffs and stuff like that. And then lastly, I would use money to I would give bonuses, or if you want to think of it as a bribes, to all Wisconsin Assembly and senators that would say yes to getting government Medicaid funding for Wisconsin. If they say yes, I'd give them a couple $1,000 for that vote. I'm not sure if that's legal, but I'd try it.
Hey, Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce finds ways to, you know, make it legal all the time. So why can't we, right?
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Ross. That's an interesting dynamic. I don't necessarely know how that would fly, but appreciate the idea because, you know, that's what we're doing today.
Keep
here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian. Up next, we got Darcy and Madison calling. Darcy, what's on your mind for how the state should invest these funds?
Hi there. Thanks for the issue. It's good. Nice brain food this afternoon. I was thinking we got to go back.
Darcy, your microphone's cutting off. Can you check your phone?
Darcy, your mic cut off. You put us kind of on speakerphone. Any chance you can come off? Darcy, can you hear me?
Hopefully we'll go into education, but at least we'll be increasing our renewable energy grid.
Okay, hang on one second, Darcy. We're gonna try to take that call again in a little bit here. We had you on speakerphone, so it was pretty hard to hear. But I did hear renewable energy, which was one aspect that I believe Jesse and I kicked around earlier today. So any chance we can get you off of speakerphone and closer to the phone speaker on your phone?
There we go.
That sounds much better, Darcy. So what are your thoughts on how we should invest these funds?
Did you not hear anything I said?
Unfortunately, no. You're on speakerphone, so it was getting a really hollowed out.
Yeah, my earbud was picking it up inadvertently. I'm so sorry for all that dead air.
That's okay.
What I was saying is that I thought we should invest it into renewable energy and make it a twofer. So put the renewable energy, put the solar on the schools. And take care of all that so we are both, you know, investing in our renewable energy grid at the same time we're helping out the schools and other ideas along those lines, but using the proceeds from that renewable energy to reinvest in all the areas that people have talked about that are important, like lead removal and schools.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that suggestion because renewables and renewable infrastructure is a huge aspect that Wisconsin could really see a boom in because I believe there were new reports from either the Public Service Commission or one of the think tanks here in the state of Wisconsin talked about how renewable energy was only a matter of like 3 or 4 years ago was about 0.5%. Solar was only about 0.5% of how the state got its electricity. And since then, it's become about 4%. So it was like an 8 to 10 times fold in increase in solar as contributing to the percentage of electrical demand here in Wisconsin.
And if you're going to talk about investing and not just spending, that is one of the safest investments you can make that's going to pay off virtually immediately,
yeah,
pay for itself rather soon, and keep paying you afterwards.
But there's still so much room to grow there. If it's only
Absolutely.
Currently 4% of the demand for electricity here in the state, like the investment of even a couple of $100 million out of this $3.8 billion that the state will have in the general fund at the end of next summer, that's huge.
Better yet than investing it directly in projects, you could set up a state bank where individuals and businesses could borrow at low to no interest from and pay it back, so that money can keep getting slushed around and around and around.
Yeah, job creation and having those funds be recirculated here in the community would be huge. But unfortunately, we do have some individuals that don't believe that that is the way that these funds should be invested, because we got a quote here now from Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. So reading from the piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal by, I believe, Mitchell Schmidt. Mitchell Schmidt. And so we got, quote, "We will not be foolish with these tax dollars by spending them into the future," Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Oostburg, said in a statement. "Rather, we will focus on further tax relief in the next budget to continue our state on a positive trajectory and ensure the long-term health of the state budget and, more importantly, family budgets."
No, they're going to be foolish now with that money by lighting it on fire and giving it to their rich friends.
I just get confused by statements like that, Jesse, from Republicans. They're not going to...
intentional obfuscation. They're meant to confuse you.
It is, because it is a lot of just... It seems like a lot of buzzwords and talking points that get hit on comments like that from individuals like the leader of the state Senate. He's saying we're not going to spend these tax dollars into the future. Like, so no investment whatsoever.
Well,
so
they're not a governing organization. They're a money laundering organization. So they're not going to pretend
problems.
To govern.
Fair enough. That is an excellent point. Because really, if you wanted to solve any of the problems that we've seen through the last 2 years of this pandemic, tax cuts aren't going to be the relief that Wisconsinites need to solve those problems. If you want to fix the worker shortage in the state of Wisconsin, cutting taxes is not going to do that.
The Republicans,
if it would, if it did, Jesse, all the tax cuts that Walker did in the former administration, Wisconsin would have a booming surplus of workers right now.
Get it? They're going to issue the tax rebate in the form of bootstraps, which they will mail to every single house in Wisconsin.
Like, I don't understand. If you want to complain about the unemployment benefit system, like that form of government was not working well enough. How does tax cuts solve that problem?
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself.
If you want
to
talk about all the jobs, important thing. He says he doesn't want to spend into the future. You don't want to invest in Wisconsin's future? No, that's what the government's supposed to do, Jesse.
Well, and that's why at some point you just can't take them at face value, and you can't take them for their word anymore, because, you know, like we talked about the other week, they're not negotiating in good faith. They never were. So you just got to organize around them.
Some of these things, though, I contend you can't out-organize. I believe that organizing can do a lot, but when you put... The Republicans are putting institutional barriers in place to be able to defend their ability to cut taxes. Our maps are a fair example. They are going to have, regardless of how the Supreme Court decision is going to come out on the redistricting case here in Wisconsin, they're going to have a majority. So they are going to have the majority of the individuals on the Joint Finance Committee that will be deciding how these funds are going to be spent for this upcoming biennial budget. And they're the ones that would have to come to the table before the next budgeting cycle to try to spend some of these funds now. Because like we contended earlier, this is a rainy day fund. It is currently raining in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are dying. We have almost 11,000 Wisconsinites that have passed away due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I've read this morning that the number of U.S. deaths from COVID per day has now eclipsed the highest of the Delta peak. So Omicron, you know, it's a game of numbers. Sure, maybe it doesn't, it's not as brutal on average to each person, but it's affecting so many more people that the hospitals are full again.
Yeah, and it seems very much like 2020, even though we're in 2022, and we've got Republican talking points saying, no, we're not going to spend any of that surplus on like actually solving these problems. We're just going to give some tax cuts out. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian. We got one more segment left of the day, taking your thoughts on how we should spend the close to $2.9 billion in more than expected surplus here in the state of Wisconsin by the end of next summer. 844-967-2789. Share your two cents. Yeah.